It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. I'm always excited when there's new TV shows on the way because maybe they'll be good. I mean, there's a huge chance they won't, but maybe they will. This week, the online video service Hulu will announce new programs at a TV industry event called Upfronts, where shows are previewed for advertisers. Hulu has always had reruns of network shows. Lately, it's begun adding original content, like the political drama comedy Battleground.
Seriously, how are we doing?
I'm worried about Milwaukee. Reverend Giles is willing to help, but he wants 10 grand for a basketball court.
Great, we should do it.
No. Possible blowback from suppressing the vote? No.
Hulu's head of advertising, Jean-Paul Colasso, says Hulu's focusing on delivering lots of shows without a lot of commercials.
We look at about 4 minutes of advertising in a half-hour show versus 8 minutes that is in the common show that you'd see in the living room.
And so that's going to stay the same? You're not going to go past that?
Right now, that's where we're focused on. I'm not going to comment on the future.
Colasso also wouldn't tell me what the new shows were, but the way Hulu works lets it be more experimental than an average network. You know how Amazon has plenty of room for all these weird books that would never fit on the shelves of a regular bookstore? Hulu's kind of like that.
We can take risks because we don't have a limitation of shelf space, and we're actually able to use our technology, our ability to search and to help people find and discover amazing content to actually find an audience for a specific set of content.
Hulu will continue to work with traditional TV networks. It has to, since it's owned by the parent companies of ABC, Fox, and NBC. Max Dawson, who teaches radio, television, and film at Northwestern University, says Hulu is trying to carve out a brand new space.
More along the lines of a cable channel than simply a kind of web platform for redistributing network programming.
But isn't it kind of weird that Hulu will then have these original shows so you can watch a Hulu show like Battleground or watch a show from one of the companies that owns Hulu? Isn't it kind of competing with itself here?
It's a very strange time right now in the video distribution marketplace, not unlike the period when cable first started making its tentative forays from being simply a redistribution platform into a source of original programming.
Of course, new projects cost money. Some will come from the 2 million subscribers paying $8 a month for the premium service Hulu Plus. Hulu hopes advertisers are impressed enough with the new shows this week to cover the rest.
If Hulu is to obtain new programming, original program, it is going to require these revenue sources, and the $8 a month subscription fee for Hulu Plus will only go so far towards covering that, especially if it wants to compete with not just Netflix and YouTube, but also with cable channels.
Max Dawson from Northwestern. Google's Gmail service had some problems yesterday. People all over reported they couldn't get their emails. We asked folks on Twitter how they spent the 20 minutes or so while Gmail was down. Producer Larissa Anderson is here to help me read the answers.
All right, this one is from Beer Geek Girl. Worked on developing Hmail.
Luis is here, tells us, I spoke to people, like in person, face-to-face. It was weird.
That is weird. Infinite Chicken says, gazed motionless and unblinking into the middle distance.
From Matthew Baldwin, try to remember my Hotmail password. It was MatrixFan44, I'm pretty sure.
This is from Luke Dones. Tenderly kissed wife and son goodbye. Saluted new Facebook, Instagram overlords.
Wow, people were really productive.
Yeah, I'm really impressed.
Yeah, maybe email's been holding us back all these years.
Just imagine what we could do without email.
Oh, I don't even like that. I get scared. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.